Good morning and welcome to the morning show on WRCO and WRCE Radio in Richland Center. I'm Joanne Krulatz in for Phil Nee today, and I'm with Erica Davidson. She is the Territory Manager for Impact Life, and we're going to find out about independent blood banks around the area. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
And how are you today? I hear you had quite a drive.
I did have quite a drive. I drove from my home office in Maquoketa, Iowa. So I'm in Badger territory now. So go Hawkeyes. Can I say that?
I guess you can.
We'll allow it. Thank you. Just for today, right?
Just for today.
Yeah.
So can you explain, what Impact Life is?
I can. Impact Life Blood Services is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are a blood bank, an independent blood bank. We are headquartered in Davenport, Iowa. We are the exclusive provider of blood products to over 125 hospitals in Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Missouri. Right here in Richland Center, we have recently partnered with the Richland Hospital and Clinics. We are their sole provider, and we are going to be having a blood drive. They have blood drives approximately every 56 days on a rotation. On April 11th from 10 to 3, we are going to be in Pippin Hall in the lower level for our next blood drive.
So when they have the blood drives, is it the responsibility of each recipient that receives blood from you to have their own blood drive, or do other places have drives for you as well?
So in order for us to service our hospitals, which we span all the way down to St. Louis, Missouri, we rely on our communities in the areas that we serve to host blood drives. So we will have businesses, organizations like Kiwanis Clubs, Rotary Clubs. We've got partnerships with Girl Scouts, Boys and Girls Clubs, any group that is wanting to give back to their community, schools, churches. They partner with us, host blood drives. It's my responsibility to work with them to plan their blood drive to make sure that we are able to collect the units that we need in order to service our hospitals.
So what is, you had mentioned while we were talking, the difference between an independent blood bank and the American Red Cross. Can you kind of say what some of the differences are?
Sure. So we are a member of America's Blood Centers, which is a coalition of independent nonprofit blood banks that come together to provide about 60% of the nation's blood supply. The American Red Cross provides about 40% of the nation's blood supply. So Impact Life is a member of America's Blood Centers, and within that organization, we have about 60 blood banks that are able to resource share. So that resource sharing group is called Blood Centers of America. And through that, we are able to import and export blood to help serve our hospitals in any region. So for example, when Impact Life, if we are finding that we are not collecting enough units, we are able to reach out to a partner blood bank in another region that is a member of Blood Centers of America, and we are able to resource share to make sure that our hospitals are taken care of. When we have surplus blood products, we are able to help other blood banks as well in other areas. We are also proud to be a member of the Blood Emergency Readiness Corps, which is about 36 independent blood banks in the United States that go on a three-week rotation. So when we are on call, we set aside O negative, O positive type blood so that when or if an event were to happen that would cause a mass transfusion protocol. So example of that would be a mass shooting or a natural disaster or a large car accident, any type of event that would the patients would need a large amount of blood transfused quickly, we are able to activate Burke and blood banks that are on call for that particular week will send those reserves to that blood bank that services that hospital that performed that mass transfusion protocol event. So it really is a great way to be good stewards of our blood supply and making sure that all of our hospitals are taken care of. And it's one of the main reasons why hospitals choose to partner with Impact Life, because of that resource sharing program.
How is the blood stored and dispersed?
It is. So when we have blood drives, the process is kind of interesting, and I love sharing about it. So when you go to donate blood, we take your blood, we take test tubes, and those test tubes are flown to Georgia, where we do about 12 different tests. Actually, it's 13 for Wisconsin donors. Wisconsin donors have to be tested for babesia. And those test tubes are tested. At that time, those units that are collected at a blood drive or at a hospital blood drive are then taken to our components lab in Davenport. In our southern region, we have a components lab in Earth City. So in the components lab, that unit can be separated into three different products: platelets, plasma, red blood cells, and then they're held until the testing comes back. If all the tests are good and those blood products are healthy enough to be transfused into patients, then it's released and it's then sent to our one of seven hubs that supports the hospitals in those particular areas. So the hub in this area is located in Monona, Wisconsin. And then those products are then given to the hospitals that have regular standing orders with us. Platelets have to be transfused within 5 to 7 days. So it's a very quick turnaround time. So from the donor, from the donation to testing to when it gets to the hospital, those have to be very, very quick. It is red blood cells have a 42 day shelf life. Those have to be transfused within 42 days and they will expire. Plasma can be frozen for up to a year, and that has to be used within that year. So the blood is stored. Currently, we have the orders that we send to the hospital. The hospital stores their blood in their lab area, and then we have storage facilities within our components lab and our hubs.
What's the difference between the blood donation and the platelet donation?
So the most common procedure is a whole blood donation, and that is where we take whole blood. So your blood as it comes out of your body, that's whole blood. Platelets are done through an automated procedure. That's a little bit different. It can take up to 90 minutes to 2 hours for that procedure, in which we only take the platelets. Everything else is returned back to your body. Now, those that are familiar with the American Red Cross has a procedure called Power Reds. Impact Life has the same type of procedure. We call it Double Reds. And a Double Red donor is a donor that meets a certain weight restriction. They have to be at least 150 pounds to donate a double red. A double red is red blood cells only. So the red blood cells through an automated procedure are taken out, and then everything is returned back to your body.
Okay. It's kind of above my head, but interesting.
It took me a while to learn how to explain all that.
I would imagine. Yeah. Now, Impact Life, you've done a couple blood drives now with the hospital, but this was kind of a new partnership, wasn't it?
It is a very new partnership. I want to say the latter half of 2023, we brought on the Richland Hospital and Clinics, as well as Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Those are two newest hospitals in Wisconsin that we serve. So when we are in the communities, we are asking for community support in order to service those hospitals. And that looks different, you know, depending on the community. A lot of our communities will be mostly churches, some schools. So it really just depends on that local business community to support their local hospitals. So really we want to encourage businesses to reach out to us if we haven't reached out to you already and offer support by hosting a blood drive.
Do you feel you've been accepted in the area?
Yes and no. I do want to share a special shout out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group. They were one of our first groups that reached out to us to host a blood drive, and they're actually going to be hosting a blood drive on May 21st. But, you know, when we partner with a community that has been with the American Red Cross for a very long time, those relationships have been cultivated and those donors can be very loyal, but we are hoping that we will soon be embraced a little bit more with the help of the hospital and the advocacy of the rest of our partners.
Because no matter which one you give to, you're saving a life, isn't that true?
Absolutely, absolutely. We are. The American Red Cross is a great organization. They also provide disaster relief services. Because we are both regulated by the FDA, our blood drives look and feel very similar. So there really isn't a whole lot of difference between the process. What makes us different is that we have that relationship with the hospital.
Now, you know, you're new to the Richland Center area, but how long has Impact Life been around? You know, Red Cross, we can, decades, you know, but
decades.
Impact Life is totally new to our area.
It's so very new to Richland Center, but it's not new to us. We've actually been saving lives for 50 years. So it's our 50th anniversary this year. We were founded in 1974. We were originally Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, but because we partnered with two other blood centers in the southern region of our service territory, we decided that it was time to rebrand and change our name to Impact Life, because that shares a little bit more about what we do and who we serve, and it's our mission in action. Whereas Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, number one, that's a lot to get out when you're talking to people, but that described us as a demographic, the Mississippi Valley regional area, and we're expanding much farther beyond that now. So Impact Life just makes more sense.
Well, it looks like you cover a majority of Illinois, part of Iowa, part of Missouri, and part of Wisconsin.
So we do. All of our hospitals are located within that region, 125 of them. Wisconsin is our newest area. We just opened a blood center in Madison 2 years ago, I think it's going on. And so as we grow and bring on more hospitals, we'll probably see more blood centers pop up. The great thing, too, is we have a donor bus that we are able to bring to all of our locations that aren't able to have us inside their facility. So it's a super convenient way to host a blood drive. We can just roll it on up and people can come on our donor bus. And it's basically a mini blood center on wheels.
So is that how you mentioned the hospital is having one in April and then somebody else was having one in May? Is mm-hmm. that how you do the one in May then?
We do. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, their blood drive is on a donor bus. So we will be there on May 21st from 11 to 2:30. So we just roll up by the by the business, and donors can come on in. They can make an appointment. Appointments are preferred, but we will take walk-ins as our schedule allows. The hospital is an inside blood drive. They have, of course, a beautiful space for us to use, but not everybody has a large conference room or area for us to set up. So a bus makes that super handy.
If someone's interested in making an appointment, how do they do that?
They can make an appointment to donate by going on our website. Our website is bloodcenter.org. They can call our 1-800 number, and that's 800-747-5401. They can always reach out to the hospital for my information as well. They can contact me directly. If anybody wants to host a blood drive, it's the same process. You can contact me directly, contact the hospital, they will reach out to me, or you can go on our website and there is a form to host a blood drive.
To host a blood drive, is there a minimum of volunteers needed to do that?
We are self-sustainable in that we appreciate volunteers. So if a group has volunteers that they're willing to lend and help us with those blood drives, that's great. Otherwise, a group that we have, typically we need one person that is that contact person that can be that volunteer blood drive coordinator. So someone that can help us schedule appointments, help us with marketing and sharing the information out. But as far as the day of the blood drive, we do everything. We do all the registration. We do all of, obviously, we have our own phlebotomist. We don't want any volunteers doing that. But anybody who is willing to give their time is more than welcome to come with us. But as we know, volunteers are hard to find anymore. Everybody is very busy and doing lots of things. So volunteers are welcome.
I think every organization is looking for volunteers.
We are. It is. And there's a lot of what we are finding in some areas is that there are volunteers that volunteer for everything, and it's the same people over and over again. So we really want to encourage, especially young, even high school students, if a high school student wants to come and volunteer, we are so open to that. Our donor base is 55% of our donor base is over the age of 50. So getting those young volunteers, getting the young donors in to support the blood supply is very important.
Well, we're here today with Erica Davidson from Impact Life. She is the territory manager for Impact Life. And we'll be back in a moment to talk about the upcoming blood drives in Richland Center. Welcome back to our morning show this morning with Erica Davidson, and we are featuring Impact Life today. And Erica, we're kind of discussing that you also have some educational programs and presentations.
We do. So I mentioned our donor base, 55% of our donor base is 50. Age 50 and older. So it's a priority for us to educate the youth in our communities. We have a youth education program that we do at our donor centers, and we also take it on the road too. We recently worked with Girl Scouts at our Dubuque Donor Center, where they can come in, do a tour. Our program consists of teaching them about the importance of blood, blood components, how blood banking works, and then we share with them blood compatibility. Not every blood type is able to accept a transfusion of another blood type, so we have little experiments that we can do with them to show them that, and they make a model of a blood drop, so kind of a hands-on learning activity there, and they earn a patch. We can do that on the road as well. We can come to schools. We can come to organizations, other youth organizations that we work with as Boys and Girls Club as well in our territories, schools. We can bring blood typing to any organization, youth organization, or even adults. We can come to you and do blood typing. So blood typing is consisting of just a small little finger poke. We take 3 drops of blood, and then we are able through serums to tell you what your blood type is. Most people that donate blood know what their blood type is, but if they don't, it's kind of a fun way to learn about their blood type and the people that they can help in the process. So it's really getting young people engaged and putting that, planting that seed in their mind about the importance of blood donation and what they can do to help people in the future when they're old enough to donate.
Have you found through these educational programs over the years that it has kind of helped people when they become old enough that, hey, I want to do that?
I think so. When we reach out to them, I had a group of Brownies and Junior Girl Scouts. So about that third, fourth, fifth grade, their minds are very moldable and they're very inquisitive and they ask a lot of questions. So planting that seed early is important. When they get to high school, they are able to donate at age 16. So we re-engage with them once they hit high school. And what we see is within our territories, those donors will continue to donate. And as long as they are engaged in their communities, we plant that seed, they become blood donors as they get older. We do see a drop in our donor base after the age of between 20 and 24. So that age demographic where they're just getting out of college, they're getting their feet planted, they tend to be a little bit more busier. That donor base tends to go down a little bit. But as they start to hit colleges and enter businesses that partner with their local blood banks, those do increase. Those donors do increase. Our largest age demographic of donors is between the ages of 60 and 69, which is surprising to me.
Yeah.
Very, very dedicated group of donors.
Have you, in your territory that you have, do you see like student councils and stuff holding blood drives?
Student councils, HOSA groups, we have FFA groups, we have within the high schools, we have science classes. A lot of different groups will come together to sponsor the blood drive. And by sponsor, I mean help plan the blood drive. I'm there to guide them and help them through that process.
And that kind of gets them their foot in the door to be lifetime donors, doesn't it?
Lifetime donors and lifetime leaders in their community as well.
Right. Well, talking about the blood drives, you have several coming up. And do you want to share those with us?
I do. So Richland Hospital is having their blood drive April 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Pippin Hall, the lower level there. Appointments are preferred, but you are more than welcome to walk in. If we have space, we will certainly take you. You can schedule an appointment by calling our 800 number, so 800-747-5401, or you can always go to our website, bloodcenter.org. The hospital does have a group code. You can search the drive by group code. That group code is 5770. You can also search our drives by city, by zip code. Other drives coming up, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, one of our newest partners in Wisconsin as well. That drive is May 1st from 10 to 4 p.m. And then Capital Wealth Advisory Group is May 21st, 11 to 2:30 p.m. And that one is on our donor bus. So if you want to come see our bus, come visit that drive.
And to schedule an appointment with any one of those, they can just go to the website and pick which one they want.
Yeah, the quickest one would be to go to the website and do a search, and you can find the nearest blood drive to you. Or if you can't find one, maybe give me a call and start one.
So what is the donor eligibility criteria?
Yeah, so a donor can be 16 years old to donate. 16-year-olds, we need a signed parent permission. Otherwise, 17 and older can donate as long as they are at least 110 pounds for a whole blood procedure. For a double red procedure or a power red, they have to be at least 150 pounds. They have to be healthy, so we go through a health questionnaire. We'll take them through that. Will let us know if you have a history of medications, past surgery history, all of the questions, about 50 of them, so that we can understand your health history, and then we can determine if then you're eligible to donate.
And then if you find you're eligible, but how long does all of this take?
From registration to recovery at the end of donation, the best part, getting the cookies after donation, takes about 45 minutes. We like to say allow yourself about 45 minutes. If you do your questions ahead of time, we call our health questionnaire early queue. Early queue, you can do the day of the drive prior to getting there. That'll shave about 10 minutes or so off of the time that you're at the drive, but the time that you're actually in the donor bed takes about 5 to 10 minutes itself.
So, you know, if you want to give, which everybody should feel that they want to save a life,
yeah,
the best place to go is the website, pick out what city you want to donate to, and
yes,
register.
Yes, absolutely.
Is there anything that we haven't talked about this morning that you'd like to share, Erica?
I do have a few statistics that I do want to share that I thought were interesting. 25% of blood products go to cancer patients. A lot of times we think of trauma patients, surgeries, you know, those sorts of things. But regular cancer patients, 25% of blood products go to treat cancer. And I'm sure every one of our listeners probably know somebody that has had cancer in the past. So I thought that was interesting. And the last tidbit I will share too is that 3% of eligible donors give. Only 3%.
Well,
yes.
Yes, not too much of the population, is it?
It's not. So we want to encourage folks to get out and donate wherever you are, and donate regularly.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in today. And
thank you so much for having me.
You have a safe trip and your two-hour drive back.
Thank you. It's a beautiful day for a drive.
It is. It's wonderful out there today. Thank you very much, Erica.
Thanks so much.